Actually, what we do in ecology these days is we talk about ecological services. Ecological services provided by the forests of the world, which are our principal producers of oxygen and consumers of carbon dioxide. We often refer to these as ecological services. A wetland that may provide the ecological service of removing nutrients as the nutrients are coming across upland and entering the surface waters. The distillation processes that occur from evapotranspiration, which leave the solutes behind and bring the water to the air in this great distillation of the water in the hydrologic cycle. The idea that this text gives us is that as we're served, we always give back our own service. And for this reason, I think it's really interesting to go to the year 1554 to the commentary of John Calvin on Genesis 2:15. I'm sometimes disappointed when I go to these commentaries. They don't comment on the very word I'm interested in. But in this case, Calvin comes through. 1554. The custody of the garden was given in charge to Adam to show that we possess the things which God has committed to our hands on the condition that being content with the frugal and moderate use of them, we should take care of what shall remain. Let him who possesses a field so partake of its yearly fruits that he may not suffer the ground to be injured by his negligence. But let him endeavor to hand it down to posterity as he received it, or even better cultivate it. Let him so feed on its fruits that he neither dissipates it by luxury, nor permits it to be marred or ruined by neglect. Moreover, that this economy and this diligence with respect to those good things which God has given us to enjoy may flourish among us, let everyone regard himself as the steward of God in all things he possesses. Then he will neither conduct himself dissolutely nor corrupt by abuse those things which God requires to be preserved. 1554, an environmentalist. Interesting. How do you know if you're abusing a system or behaving dissolutely? You learn that by looking closely at the results of your actions. And that's really what a dynamic stewardship is.